I'm Linda Perry with WBAI News. Year after year under Mayor Mike Bloomberg, there was a yearly budget dance in New York City. He would take services for the people out of the budget. Groups would rally at City Hall to get services restored. The city council hassled with the speaker, who hassled with the mayor, and it went back and forth, and it seemed interminable. This went on year after year. Councilmember Yadonis Rodriguez says this year it's different.
Speaker Melissa Magbibarito has shown her commitment to be sure that we don't continue doing the traditional budget cycle dancing, but this time we presented the need to restore $250 million.
One of the preliminary budget recommendations by the City Council is to hire an additional 1,000 police officers. NYPD Commissioner Bill Bratton says he'd rather see pay raises than more cops.
There is no doubt that in many areas of the city that we could benefit from more police if we had them. City housing developments, being quite frank, would be one of my first priorities. But we are addressing that through the overtime allocations that we have. And if this budget passes, we've got very good overtime budgets to work with.
The NYPD has been using $600 million per year for overtime. The city council would rather see $200 million of that go to new positions. Vanessa Gibson, new council member from the Bronx, is chair of the council's Committee on Public Safety. She says the city needs to focus on precinct resources.
This is about building the relationships between New Yorkers and law enforcement. This is about the implementation of Vision Zero, which is very critical, and there's no money right now.
Vision Zero is
an initiative started by Mayor de Blasio to focus on reducing pedestrian injuries and fatalities across our streets to make streets livable and safe for everyone.
So people aren't killed by cars that are speeding and unsafe corners, etc. So how did you come up with this number, 1,000?
So a lot of conversations with council finance staff and just figuring out the reduction and the fact that we've lost a lot of officers. Most precincts in our city are down about 50 to 60 officers in every precinct. So we did an analysis and said 1,000 is a good number. We recognize it has a cost, about almost $100 million, and that would grow. But we think it's important to prioritize it. We never want to be vulnerable. We recognize, you know, crime is going down in the city, but we don't want to be vulnerable.
So in other words, you multiplied about 50 down in each precinct times the number.
Right, and we got almost an average number, yes.
Another recommendation from the city council, according to Councilman Rodriguez, is to expand summer youth employment programs. These were cut by the Bloomberg administration.
With the commitment with the mayor and the speaker and all of us in the private sector, we would like to turn New York City into a place where every single young person will get the opportunity to get a summer youth program.
So you're trying to put back 8,000 positions for the summer youth, is that right?
Well, that's our immediate commitment, to put 8,000 more. It will bring the number to close to 40,000, higher than what we have in the last 4 years. But also the speaker's commitment is calling on the administration to be sure that we continue exploring all the venue possible.
Other council recommendations include free lunch for all public school students, reducing the homeless population living in shelters, creating new technology incubators to spur entrepreneurship in the outer boroughs. The council wants to strengthen the city's infrastructure, overhaul the city's property tax code, tackle the affordable housing crisis, increase anti-gun violence initiatives, and increase transparency in the capital budget. The aim of the city council and its budget recommendations is to prioritize critical services and upgrade the quality of life for all New Yorkers. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.